Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. At the end of my program, you always have the 800 number where you can order my free booklet, or you can go to our website, renewalministries.net. Those are available to you, and I really do encourage you to explore our website, renewalministries.net. You can see the work that we're doing in mission countries around the world, and if ever you feel inspired or inclined to join us, look at our website and you can contact the appropriate people to do that. That's not me. But you can access many books, DVDs, CDs, material that as you hear my program, there may be something where you say, I want to learn more about that or I need more help with that. And take a look at our website, renewalministries.net. Two other things. We also have an 800 number that's given at the end of the program, 1-800-282-4789, and you can receive a free booklet of mine by calling that number, 1-800-282-4789. The other thing that you can do as well is to go again to our website, renewalministries.net, and then /FFJ. renewalministries.net/FFJ. And if you do that, you'll get right to my material and to what is available. And we're looking at some interesting things with our radio program, Food for the Journey. So take a look, renewalministries.net/FFJ. See what you can learn from that site. If there's any questions that I can answer, don't hesitate to email me. The book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 1 to 2, 9 to 11, and 16 to 20. In the third month after their departure from the land of Egypt, on its first day, the children of Israel came to the desert of Sinai. So remember now, they've been traveling 3 months. That is hard, no doubt about it, but they just grumble and complain about everything. After the journey from Rephidim to the desert of Sinai, they pitched camp. While Israel was encamped here in front of the mountain, the Lord told Moses, I am coming to you in a dense cloud, so that when the people hear me speaking with you, they may always have faith in you also. When Moses then had reported to the Lord the response of the people, the Lord added, Go to the people, have them sanctify themselves today and tomorrow. Make them wash their garments and be ready for the third day, for on the third day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai before the eyes of all the people. On the morning of the third day, there were peals of thunder and lightning, and a heavy cloud over the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. This is the glory of God. It's an expression of the glory of God. So everybody trembled, way beyond us human beings. But Moses led the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stationed themselves at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was all wrapped in smoke, for the Lord came down upon it in fire. The smoke rose from it as though from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. My goodness, I'd be terrified, wouldn't you? The trumpet blast grew louder and louder while Moses was speaking and God answering him with thunder. When the Lord came down to the top of Mount Sinai, he summoned Moses to the top of the mountain. People witnessed this. They witnessed the glory and the power and the splendor of God. And what was the effect? They trembled. When you and I stand before the judgment seat of God, will we have confidence in him? Not in yourself, but in him, in his love, in his mercy. Have you taken advantage of that all your life? Grown in love for him and in his mercy when you fail? Can you stand not in your human form now, but are you growing and living in such a way that when you stand before the judgment seat of God, yes, you will tremble. Most probably we will tremble. But you will have confidence in his love for you. and his mercy upon you. Don't presume it. Are you living a life that shows you respond to his love and respond to his mercy? Is your life marked by that? That's what God looks for. I just urge you to come before the Lord, to ask him to help you to grow in loving him, in sacrificing for him, in following him, of helping others to come to him. Are you living your life in such a way, as I've said so often recently, are you living it in such a way that people know you as a disciple? Doesn't mean you preach. It means by your attitude, by your generosity, by your kindness, by your forgiveness, you become known as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Here in the Old Testament reading, God is forming a people, revealing himself gradually to a people. God came to you and me in Jesus Christ, the Savior, the one that proved his love for us, that he gave his only begotten Son, that you and I might have life forever. Don't just mouth the words, please. Open your heart to receive the gifts that God is giving you, even right now, and make a promise to follow him more closely. The responsorial psalm comes from Deuteronomy chapter 3, Glory and Praise Forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Blessed is your holy and glorious name. Blessed are you in the temple of your glory. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom. This is a wonderful passage to read from Deuteronomy 3. A wonderful passage to read when you're at Eucharistic adoration. Stand there. Stand in the Eucharistic chapel and pray that. Not out loud. Other people are praying. But pray it. Pray it from your heart. And the gospel is taken today from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. The disciples approached Jesus. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables? Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" And he said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted." Not yet. "To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand." How many of us, brothers and sisters, fall into that category for how many years? That we look but we don't see, we hear but we don't listen, we don't understand. Ask God, "Lord, enlighten my mind and strengthen my will to do the good. Open my heart to the truth of who you are." I was speaking at a conference recently, and at the end of my talk, a young man, somewhere in his 20s, I believe, came up to me and he said, "Nobody's ever talked to me like that before. Nobody's ever talked to me like that before." And I wondered, perhaps he doesn't go to church, but I wondered if he had been in church, he heard the words, but he really didn't listen. That could have happened. Or perhaps he's one of the very poor who've never really heard the gospel preached. But that day he heard it, some small part of it, some small portion. I was privileged to speak, and he was able to hear. Do we really hear, or do we just hear noise? Do we really hear what is being preached or taught? Hear in such a way that it has life-giving effects in us. That's what God wants for us. He doesn't just say, "Well, study real hard for the next 70 years and then we'll see." No, he's imparting his life moment by moment You know, my mother and dad both read. My mother was always saying to me, have you read this? Have you seen this? Pay attention to this. And some of them were secular things, but they were helpful. Some of them were religious. But I've often wondered, how often do we have people in our lives? Maybe we have too many people, but most of us don't have enough people in our lives who say, I really urge you to read this book. Pay attention to something like that. Pay attention. Say, well, yeah, after I get through what I'm doing now, I will. Pay attention. Maybe God wants you to stop because maybe there's something. Ask that person, why do you want me to read it? Not why do you want me to read it, but why? What is it that when you read it, you said that I should read it? Ask people and then read with seriousness, saying, Lord, is there something here that you want me to know? That's something that, as I often put it, takes it from the head to the heart. That it's not just information in the head, but it's knowledge that affects the way you think, the way you speak, the way you act. So much that God wants to give us in so many ways. The gospel here goes on to say, you shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. Look at that. God doesn't want us to draw near to him so he can destroy us. He wants us to draw near to him so he can heal us. Don't just hear the vibrations of sound. Hear the voice of Jesus speaking to you. And then he turns to his disciples and he says, but blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. In other words, you're hearing me, you're following me. They probably weren't doing it perfectly by a long shot, but they were following him. And so blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Prophets and righteous people who proclaimed the coming of the Messiah, but never saw him. They proclaimed that he would come. They were part of the group making a way for the coming of the Lord, but they never actually saw him. They do before his throne. They do now. But they were willing to play their part even though they died without seeing its fulfillment. What's the part that God is asking you to play? Is it in your neighborhood, your parish? First of all, your family, your spouse, your friends. I don't mean that you have to get up on some kind of a pedestal and preach. It's by your life that you preach the most, by your attitude, by your priorities, as I've said before, by your speech, by your kindness to those in need. There are all kinds of ways we speak that we know Jesus Christ. May God give you the grace to share that with others. God bless you. For a free copy of my latest booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings, please call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.